Hello, and welcome to Psychic Sources podcast series, Tarot on a Tangent. This first podcast, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Tower, will help you work through those times you receive one of the darker cards in a reading, so that you feel more empowered instead of fearful. Our featured advisor, Donovan, can be found at www.psychicsource.com under extension 8351.
Hello, and welcome to Psychic Source. This is Donovan at extension 8351. How to interpret dark and or scary looking tarot cards. Uh-oh, you pulled the devil card or the tower card in a reading. Or maybe even you pulled the death card. Scary? You bet. Are there other scary cards dreaded by card slingers and readers alike? Oh, there are indeed. Ten of Swords, Nine of Swords, Five of Cups, just to name a few, and the key words assigned to these darker-looking cards in various tomes and reference books are often scarier than the symbols and pictures on the cards. My intention for this podcast is to offer my two cents on how to interpret dark or scary cards in an accurate and healthy approach. They are not portents of doom or heartache. They are, instead, messages from your inner self on how to receive your heart's desire faster. Now, Donovan's list of scary cards is not going to be the same as yours, and the variance would be even more significant if I were reading for, say, a Kalahari Bushman. So in sharing how I suggest interpreting dark or scary cards, I will focus on some of the more common scary cards, which I know will be more than enough to effectively share my approach to the subject. For reference, please note that I will be using the Rider-Waite-Smith Tarot deck and its images for this podcast. With the above ideas in mind, consider that I pulled a death card while doing a single card reading for my favorite morning coffee barista, who politely asked me to predict how her day will go. The death card is a morbid-looking card. Death rides a horse across a corpse and bone-littered green. Clergy and children stare up helplessly. A sun rises in the distance between two towers. As a universal archetype, death is change, transformation, out with the old, in with the new. Death is on a horse, which represents status, an elevated state of consciousness and confidence. What was once held down by resistance is now risen. Having drawn this card, I would ask similar open-ended questions as a way of divining or predicting. For example, question number one, what worn-out behaviors or situations are you trying to scrap? Question number two, have you been feeling stuck, and now you have finally had enough of being stuck? Question number three, making room for new, are we? Question number four, tired of being tired, and so now you're finally getting rid of what did not work? Question number five, what old friends and patterns have finally fallen away? And question number six, what are you eliminating? You see, the open-ended questioning builds confidence, not fear, and gives the power back to the quirent or person receiving the reading. This helps the quirent raise their vibration, also known as their attitude and their awareness. Let's try another. The Tower card is another infamous big baddie. We see a Tower of Babel-looking thing built on an eroded foundation. The tower has been struck by lightning, a crown is toppled, and a man and a woman are thrown from the highest floors. The tower is ivory, isolated and collapsing. To really use this card, we might ask the following questions. Number one, what sort of ivory tower of narrow ideas have I surrounded myself with? Question number two, how can I speak and treat others with more understanding and humility and less judgment or rigidness? Question number three, what old and unsafe structures, thoughts, and attitudes have stopped working for me? Question number four, what needs restructuring? Question number five, am I experiencing a dose of humility? Question number six, am I trying to put someone in their place, knock them down off their pedestal? Question number 7. What must be crumbled before I can operate from a better place? Once again, instead of scaring ourselves or someone else, the open-ended questioning builds confidence, not fear, and gives power back to the quirent, helps the quirent raise their vibration, attitude, and awareness. Okay, let's try another. A card that has often been a stalker card for me personally, the Devil card. We see the Archangel Uriel sitting on a black block of stone. A man and a woman are often chained to this block with the chains loosely placed around their necks, like they could slip those chains off any time, no Houdini skills required. The ability to remove such loose-fitting chains implies that what often binds us is what sets us free. This card's similarity to the Lover's card suggests that freedom, just like love, longs to fulfill itself through the moment-to-moment pleasures, pains, exaltations, and fears that come with being a human being. The majesty of being a human being. The Devil's white beard and black background hints that he or she is the shadow of the Most High, bringing all who see the card to terms with their own personal shadow, your immaturities and lesser ideas of yourself. Pulling this card in a reading, you might want to ask the following. Question number 1. Are we feeling plagued by shame and guilt? Question number 2. Have you been acting like a real jerk lately? Question number 3. Are you being a bully to the unloved parts of yourself? Question number 4. Are there those to whom you are trying to control or exert undue influence over? Question number 5. Are you acting devilish to hide a perceived limitation or flaw? Question number 6. Is your relationship with certain vices making your life unmanageable? So I bet you are starting to get it now. I know I can be redundant. Let's try one last dark card, a real tearjerker at first glance when it shows up in a relationship reading, the Three of Swords. We see a heart pierced by three swords. Clouds with rain falling fill the background. The borders of the clouds are rimmed with light to remind us there is a sun back there. The heart is big and red and stabbed in a painful way, suggesting that we might want to examine what we are attached to achieving or reluctant to doing. The rain suggests that when you are upset, hey, be upset. Don't hold back. Let it rip. Let it pour. The Three of Swords is all about release and acceptance, followed by forgiveness. The idea is that by not letting yourself storm, you may become so overly absorbed in the pain and the loss and the surrounding emotions that you lose sight of the need to just let go and then move on. The loss and pain become your focus rather than the recovery. The open-ended questions we might try when the Three of Swords shows up in a reading go something like this. Question number 1. Is there something you need to get off your chest? Question number 2. What buried pain is in the way? Question number 3. Can you see the sun behind the clouds? Question number 4. How can you get the poison out and honor the loss and start moving again? Question number 5. The best songs are often sad songs. Why? Because they trigger emotional movement, which certainly feels better than no movement at all. What might I need to get off my chest so that I don't get sick? What might I need to get moving so that I don't get sick? Okay, I think you've had enough. The main profluence we covered is simply how to raise your vibration with scary cards using open-ended questions. The open-ended questioning builds confidence, not fear, and gives the power back to the quirent, helps the quirent raise their vibration, their attitude, and their awareness. The higher the road, the faster your heart's desire shows up. That's a fact. As sure as waves become particles and particles become waves.
We hope you enjoyed this Psychic Source podcast presentation. If you have questions about tarot, please visit Donovan or any one of our gifted tarot experts at www.psychicsource.com.